All right. The next question that we have up.
I'm sorry. Didn't we have an executive session scheduled at this time?
That's a good point. So here's what we have remaining on our public session. WPFW, WBAI, whose manager is apparently available to join us. Sorry, WBAI, then WPFW, then the national office budget that Raul has just sent out. And then we have an executive session that's scheduled for 10 minutes ago. So if we'd like to stay in public session, we'll need a motion to extend.
Brian.
Yes, Barbara?
I thought that KPFA was going to be on tonight.
I didn't have a budget for KPFA by the time the meeting started, so it's not on the agenda.
Oh.
I sent it just as the meeting was started. I was out sick yesterday.
Okay. Well, it's not on the agenda we approved.
No, everybody wants to be on the agenda. That's good.
So it's a question of the pleasure of the body. I didn't request either of the executive session items. I don't know how long the folks who did request them expect them to take. But if we want to stay in public session, we'll take a two-thirds vote to extend.
Question?
Yes, our fault.
Is Berthold on the call? Berthold, I sent him the code. So I'm asking here. I don't have any extra emails from him since this afternoon, so I'm seeing if Berthold is here. And that will, I think, affect whether we can do anything real with the BAI budget. And Berthold, are you here? Brian, can you look and see? Do you have one of those things where you can look and see who's on the call and see if Berthold's there?
You know what? I know that's a feature of LoopUp, but I don't know what the code is.
Ah, okay. Right. Well, I'm not hearing from Berthold right here. I do not have anything more from him.
Do you have a mobile number for him, Arpal?
Yeah, I do.
Don't read it onto the screen,
but
if you email it to me, I'll call him from a different line.
All right, hold on. Let me grab your email up here and grab...
Did he get the code for the public call or for the executive session?
He has gotten for the public, and I was thinking we would do executive session after seeing how this went. But
I'm assuming that we're going to need him for one of our executive session items as well.
Probably. Yeah. But I haven't received. Okay, let me one second here while I. Look up his number. One second. I'm getting this email out to you right here and now. And there it goes. Okay, I'm sending you, Brian, his cell phone number.
Hello.
Hey, who just joined?
This is Berthold.
Welcome, Berthold. Excellent. All right. Does someone want to move to extend?
Okay, hold on.
How many minutes?
Who's making a motion?
I thought I heard Michael's voice.
No, I just got a lot of static when Berthold came on the line.
I see. Berthold, your phone is kind of noisy. Can you mute yourself for a minute?
Yeah, you want me to call back?
No, just put your phone on mute so that we don't hear the background noise from you. Wonderful, thank you. All right, look, I'm going to move a half-hour extension to hear WBAI's budget. Does anyone object to a half-hour extension of the public session? Hearing none, that's what we're going to do. And Berthold, you can take yourself off mute. We got a chance to take a look at your budget last week, but didn't have you on, and some members of the committee had some questions about it. Could you just start by kind of explaining the broad parameters that you're working with?
Basically, I'm assuming last
year, fiscal year 2014, we had 158 days of fundraising. And we raised about $13,326 per day. Okay? This year, I'm projecting 104 days of fundraising and $18,819 per day. You may ask why. I mean, I think that's probably the most contentious part of the revenues, of the entire budget, especially the revenues. Well, during last year's fund drive, last year's fiscal year, we had two different program managers came in, and they tried to experiment with certain things. So we basically lost 4 weeks of fundraising. You know, in 1 week of fundraising, we raised like close to like maybe $10,000 for the whole week. So these things cannot be considered part of the average of we raise per day. I've hired an interim program director who is a seasoned program director who has been public affairs director at WBAI during the days who are very popular, you know, did the morning show. He's very familiar with fundraising. He's actually teaching a course on pitching next week. And we've already mapped out the first week of the drive, and his emphasis is on beefing up the morning show, leading it to Democracy Now and continuing that strong public affairs until noon. And so I don't see why we should not raise $18,000 a day or more. The $13,000 a day was based on a lot of repeat premium because we didn't have a lot of productions and stuff like that. So that's my my premise for projecting, the $18,000 a day. Besides that, everything else in the revenue is more or less in line with what we have done last year. I'm not including the CPB grant, for example. Are you looking at my budget, by the way? We can go line by line on that.
It's okay. Draft 2 is the document we have.
Okay, so listener support, I'm projecting $1.5 million. Last year we did $1.8 million. But the reason is, last year, we basically have the $1.8 million. We have everything in there. So I think the $1.5 million is a 36,000 donation below 1K, and the major donor, 57,000. Is all included in the that's what you have to add up to compare that to the 1.8 million. Okay? Website income this year so far it's 85,000. I took the time to go over every single fund drive and parse that from the normal fund website revenue outside of fund drive days because 99.5% of our income is raised to the website. So I had to take away the fund drive versus the website income, and we raised over $85,000 last year. I'm only projecting $30,000 just to be safe. Corporate match, I think the $1,250 is not really well, is understated. Again, I think that's part of the $1.8 million on the fiscal year 2014. That's not well distributed and not broken down properly. BAI Buddy, income $216,000. That's pretty clear. I mean, I don't think there's an issue with that. We raised over $187,000, and we're building that up. And then it's coming close to $18,000 a month right now, and I don't see why that should not continue, but I'm being careful, and I'm keeping it at $18,000. Community event. I'm projecting $57,000. Last year we didn't do the art auction, and then we are on track to put in the art auction, which raised $60,000 2 years ago. So I don't see why we wouldn't do that now. It's major donor again. That's included in the $1.8 million listener support lines for number 5,000, and the grand request. We raised over $106,000 about this year, and I'm projecting only $45,000 because we had a few people, a lot of bequests. And I do not want to project on bequests so I'm leaving it at $45,000. So I think the $2 million I'm projecting is very prudent compared to $2.2 million we did last year. So that's my revenue. You want me to go over the expenses, or do you want to leave it at that?
Let's take questions on revenue, then maybe we'll go to expenses in a minute. Can I have Stack for questions on WBAI's revenues?
R. Paul.
Got R. Paul. Who else? Okay, I'll put myself on Stack after R. Paul. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, line 4, listener support, is the big thing that is very concerning. Now, what it's projecting here is that we will make, not tally, but net, about 15 grand per day out of this. And that's not supported by what we've been seeing. If we take the 1.566 and we take off 4 weeks of the 158 days Berthold says we pitched, and we divide 1.566 by what is that makes it call it 130, we get about 12. And you know that means we're netting 12 a day. Well, we had tallies that were in general about 11 a day. So if you have a tally that's 11 a day, you're unlikely to get a net of 12 out of that. And I understand the idea that maybe the interim program director, who is committed to be there for about 6 months, maybe he will do a very large turnaround, but I am extremely nervous and don't want us to just say, oh, we'll turn it around and have that be a 10-second conversation. If we decide that, yes, we want to really raise listener support rates by a significant amount, and this would still be a significant amount, then we need to really look at the idea of, is the interim program director going to do that, and go into whatever we're going to go into with our eyes wide open and understanding we're taking risks on that. And that's the major thing I wanted to bring up on this. Some of the other things are good. The BAI Buddy is really great. That's a good thing. The bequests are always dicey. I mean, to be blunt about it, we're kind of hoping people will die and leave us money, which is part of where we got that 105 from last year. I don't know what to say on that. It's a little bit bothersome to think in those terms. Mainly though, the listener support, I really don't want to go into listener support at that rate without a significant amount of debate and everybody realizing what the reality is. All right? That's what I have to say right now.
Okay, can I answer that?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Berthold.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what R. Paul is looking at. R. Paul, did you print an assumption sheet for everyone? On the assumption sheet that I have updated, we raised $2.1 million in 2014, gross, over 158 days. So that alone is not 11. That is 13,326 per day. I've made that adjustment. So what we have raised is 13,326. I'm projecting 18,000. Now, I want to be clear about this, and I'm not going to mask my word here. At BAI, it was basically all left up to me to figure out which premium to replay. We broadcast, and I have Christian Blasdale from LA help out here. And we broadcast the one from two drives ago and all that stuff. Any new premium we bought in made money. It was just that, there was no production here. And, then the committee can argue, well, why do you expect any form of production? Then that's a valid argument, even though we have a new program director whom everybody has embraced. But I'm bringing to you that it is happening. We have, certain people line up. I don't want to say that out loud now, for people in the caliber of Naomi Klein, Chris Hedges, and stuff like that line up in the morning. And the program director has said it to me very clearly that, man, I'm doing 10 people's job here. So which means that before he showed up, I was doing with 20 people's job. Obviously, that couldn't be done right. So he's very active, very busy. And you all know him, Mario Murillo. And I do not see why not, why we wouldn't do $18,000 a day. And if you do not want us, if you don't feel comfortable with $18,000 a day, we still have to raise $1.9 million. So therefore, we're going to have to increase the days of drive. So, I mean, it's all up to you. You know, if you want to say, okay, then the days of drive are going to be 31 each instead of 25 so that we can reduce that average. Let me see if we do 31 instead of 25 in October, 31 instead of 25 in February, and in May, then our rate will go down to $16,000 a day. So I'll add more days. But the bottom line is that we have to raise $1.9 million. I also wanted to say that I was a little prudent in not including certain things like as ticket sales by David Rothenberg that we're trying to bring back in. I don't want to be optimistic, but there's a strong possibility that would come back, and that's another $200,000 a year. So I just see that as an extra that would be able to catch up on bills on the drive on the fiscal year 2014-2015 budget. You know, the expenses cannot be reduced anymore. And so, therefore, we have to assume that amount of revenue. And whether or not we assume the 18,000 or we raise the number of days of drives, so be it. But that's what we're going to have to do. As far as the bequest, $105,000 last year. That's why I reduced it to 45 this year. But I do believe we're going to bequest, grant, and others. I do believe we're going to raise another $105,000 this year. But I wanted to be prudent and cut it in half. I'm done.
Okay. Other folks for snack on WB budget.
This is Raul.
I've got Raul. Who else? Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah, with respect to the revenue for WBAI, and maybe I'm not getting the whole story here, but I'm looking on the kind of like the big picture of the total revenue for WBAI. It looks to me that they were projecting to do $2,273,000. And as my calculation and what's booked so far, they have about $2,285,000, and we have yet to put the September revenue into that. And it may not be a lot, maybe another $50,000 or less. But nevertheless, through August, I was showing about 2.283, which is not far from the projection that was included in this presentation at 2,273. But for 2015, I see that they're projecting $2,034,000. And if we did 2.2 million this year, why can't we do about the same level? And this 2 million, I thought, was kind of conservative, knowing what we have in the last couple of years prior to this. This is certainly a reduction from the previous 2 years, but it's to me, I thought it was conservative, and I don't see any demonstration of increased revenue potential by putting a full-time program director and an additional person in there to help Bertel in the fundraising. So I'm kind of like on the other fence on this one. Why are we not projecting a little bit more growth on the revenue? That's it.
Bertel?
Bertol?
Well, yeah, well, I was being prudent, you know, and I was reducing the actual days of drive.
Oh, okay.
Because people are complaining a lot about that, so I was reducing it from 158 days to 104 days, you know, but nothing stops us from really adding a few days and making it 124 days, which is, would be an improvement over last year. And so in July also, I'm projecting 18 days. Last year was 21 days, so we could do 21 days. I mean, we can play around with all these and add a few days on each drive and bring it up another 10 days and increase that the revenue. I am usually prudent.
Right.
But I really do believe we're going to make $18,000 or more because we've been recycling premium for the past three drives. And then we're not doing that this time. We're going to have some live shows. The morning show, which is the anchor of any station, as you all know, is being beefed up by Mario Murillo. I mean, on Thursdays and Fridays, he's on the air with the morning show host, and then he's bringing in a bunch of people that are going to be beefing this up. I'm not certain the October drive is going to be extremely successful, but the build-up is definitely going to, you know, increase everything else going on, like from February on. And so I'm usually very fiscally conservative. As you can see, I'm projecting less revenue, but I definitely am certain we're going to be $18,000.
Yeah.
Because the record shows that whenever we have a new premium, you know, our members are always excited to get them. It's just when we keep repeating stuff and then we don't have anything new, that, you know, things are not moving about. Okay? So that's my two cents.
Oh, yeah, that my concern is that, and when we go to that revenue side of that, it looks to me like I'm kind of like getting ahead of ourselves here, but it looks to me like you're projecting kind of like a slightly break-even projection with a guesstimate on the tower situation, and that's kind of like the danger of this budget, is that we're very conservative with the revenue, and we're not even considering the same level as 2014, and then you're deducing or you're expecting or being optimistic about getting a good favorable new lease on the tower. And that's going to be a double-edged sword right now. So that's my concern about the revenue. And then when we come to the expense side, then it will show probably what those concerns would be.
Yeah, Raul, you're absolutely right on that. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely on point on that. We're negotiating that, and we have to negotiate that. Those numbers there, they have to be the maximum numbers for the tower.
But there's a potential that we might not get it. And that number would be additional $300,000 that we're going to be in deficit operations. So just keep that in mind. We'll go into that expense detail later. But
I think if you want to catch us up to date on the state of negotiations, we can take that up in the executive session, Bertold. We have room for you on there as well.
Okay. I mean, Raul and Margie are fully aware of everything that's going on. So, yeah, we can definitely take it there and give you a few.
Okay.
I
just had a couple questions. The years for fiscal year 2000, the figures for fiscal year 2014,
mm-hmm.
these are 12-month projections or their year-to-date actuals?
In the assumption, the $1.9 million, these are actuals.
No, in the, the 14 year-to-date column on the budget tab.
$2 million.
Column AB.
Yes. They are, Yes, they are.
They're what? They are 12 months or?
They are 12 months. These were projections. They are 12 months. What I did is I basically took what was on the income statement from where I will play around with that a little bit. And
so
then multiply it by 12 divided by 11. So, yeah.
So it's 9 months of actual and 3 months of forecast?
Yes.
And the forecast is just a straight linear extrapolation?
Yeah, it's a projection for the next... I was with talking to Raul today, and the latest one by Raul... income statement by Raul was pretty close to, close to that number.
Year to date actuals through August, I have $2,283,000 total. So this is kind of an underestimation of 2014, 12 months.
And Bertil, do you have catch up payments for your pension in this budget?
No.
Yes.
You're talking about the severance?
No, the
funding. No, not the severance. The Pacifica Retirement Plan contributions that were deferred in 2012 and 2013.
I do not believe so.
Yes, but I thought you had one, but.
Is it in there, Raul?
It was in the email on our leadership meeting. It was also emailed to everyone. But I can send you that information.
So, I mean, this is what I think Bertil, and it sounds like maybe you agree with it. Until the ink is dry on a new contract for your transmitter, you should be budgeting around the contract you have. And... hope for the best, but show us a budget that plans to pay for that at its current level. And then if it comes in better than that, wonderful. You know, you can lower some of your fund drive goals and reduce your days. But we need to see a plan that addresses the reality we have right now. Doesn't mean we can't change the plan when the circumstances change.
Okay.
Michael, that was to the spec.
Sure. You, Michael and Arpal, and let me just finish. You're going to need to put the pension catch-up payments into the budget in your cash and capital section because they should have been accrued in prior years. And Raul can give you the details on that. But
Michael,
to
balance that out a little bit, am I audible?
I've got you, Michael. We want stations to zero out their depreciation. So take whatever numbers on your depreciation line and put a number as coming in under cash and capital.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, Bertil, I haven't seen the depreciation line in your budget, but I'm trying to...
Yeah, I don't have a depreciation line in my budget.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, that won't change your bottom line then. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you delete that line, Bertil?
This was the budget for a long time.
Okay.
From
five
years ago. That I guess it must have been modified, but that was the budget for a long time.
Okay.
All right. I heard Michael for STAC. Anyone else for STAC?
So you are saying about the pension retirement.
Yeah. It's 2% of gross salaries Pacifica is required to contribute to this pension fund and did not make deposits for the 2012 and 2013 accruals.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's in the budget, but it's not... catching up of the outstanding,
The previous
year. Yeah. But I will talk about it. I just didn't, recently. I just didn't.
So your cash flow is going to have to accommodate that because we have a major ERISA problem on that front.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we have pension 2%, 403B 1%, deficit on employment, 1.5%.
Well, you have that on the current year budget, but
yes, on the current year budget, but you know, like the accumulation from the past 2 years is not in there, so I have to add that.
And then, do you have the payments of the tax loan in this budget?
Yes.
What line are they on?
They are on debt retirement.
What?
They are on debt retirement. That's debt retirement is
line 115 on the Excel.
Row 115. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
25. Yeah.
Okay, great. I heard Michael next. Is there anyone else for Stack?
Jim.
R. Paul.
Mark.
Michael, Jim, Mark. Then R. Paul, and then Mark.
Mark.
Go ahead, Michael.
I think it's good to try to plan for fewer fund drive days because it seems pretty clear that you reach the diminishing returns when you have almost 5 months in fund drive. It seems to me one way to do that would be to work on the fulfillment rate. You're calculating it on 78% fulfillment, which is, means almost a quarter of the pledges aren't being fulfilled. I'm wondering if you have any plans for either finding out why the fulfillment rate is so low or figuring out some method of increasing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, it's pretty high compared to what we used to have. It's a little higher than that. I think it's 81%, but I just projected 78% and leave it there as to be prudent. I think last year I'm going to have to check the numbers. It might be 81%. And it seems like we have a hard time going any higher than that. Credit card fulfillment rate is 100% because we take the pledges to the website and then it's checked immediately. So if you take that into consideration, any other pledge is just the one where they ask us to send them a bill.
Well, the other related question was you also use the call service, and did that either increase your fulfillment rate or
the call service goes into the website automatically and fills the call and then puts in information and is processed within 2 minutes.
Sorry, what's the
issue?
Call service
from
the website?
Yeah. I dare say that we have the most efficient fundraising collection in the network. Our website, our e-commerce website has all of our premiums in it. And so we give the call center a login number. So when the member calls in, they search, they click on the premium, and then they type the information of the member and the credit card, and then they go process, and then it immediately tells you if the credit card has been processed, accepted, or denied, and then they can actually collect another credit card right there or something of that sort. So our credit card fulfillment rate is 100%.
So it's mostly the people who say bill me that are not fulfilling.
Well, that is bill me, we send them the bill. So these are the ones that reduce fulfillment rate down to 81%. Yeah.
So, Michael, even though it's really great to get your fulfillment numbers up, it's really dangerous to budget them higher than they've already been.
I understand that, sure.
Because you declare victory, we hit our goal, we have enough pledges, and then the money doesn't come in, you're up Schitt's Creek.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm leaving at 78 instead of 81. No, it's nearing 81, but any little thing can bring it down to 78. You know, if you're too busy forgetting to send one mailing out, it goes down. And so, we prudently keep it at 78.
Tim Boyd is next.
Yeah, if you're planning on approximately $18,000 a day on the fund drives, if in the spring the average has gone down to $17,000 or $16,000 or lower, what is your plan B?
The plan B is with the days of fund drive. The plan C is, I mean, I don't want to say that out loud here. We are in communication with David Waterberg, where he might reconsider getting back and doing a theater tickets that used to raise about $220,000 a year. The plan C is also to have some more of those events, you know, like the art auction that was $60,000 last year. And the plan D is to continue having offering items to our members, and blasting the 30,000 member list that we email to on a regular basis, offering them different stuff. You know, and
you're done,
of course, plan E is, you know, I mean, I understand about the CFO being extremely cautious about projecting on the Empire State Building negotiation, but I don't see, I do not see we have to bring it to that level or less. I'm actually being prudent in putting it at that number. I mean, I'm hoping that it would be a lot less than that. And but again, you know, you're doing your job, letting me know that, you know, this is wishful thinking, but I am projecting less in my head.
Next up, I have our Paul.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, my calculation was based on dividing the listener support number of 1566 by 130. That's where I came up with let me not misquote my number. That comes up to significantly less than your 15. And so there is...
But, Paul, that's the net. I'm sorry to cut you off. But you're looking at the net. Yeah, you have to look at the growth in the assumption.
Yeah, I am. Oh, I'm looking at the assumptions, all right.
Mm-hmm.
You're projecting... Okay, but the bottom line, to cut through a lot of this, is you're projecting a daily tally that is significantly higher than what we've shown. And I understand we have to be hopeful and hope that the interim program director in his 6 months or so there will make things go better, and I certainly hope that. However, we can't...
Paul, I'm going to ask you to not repeat anything you said last time you were on the phone. I think we all got your points, and I think they're good points, but we're short on time.
And it's a problem. Also, I have to... I know we haven't gotten to the expense yet, but I don't want to forget this. I just had it up, and I went here. It is line 115, debt retirement. That loan. You've left out one of the payments. The loan document specifies
July.
The loan document specifies payments for in October 31st of 14, then in 15, February 28th, May 31st, and July 31st. You've left out the July 31st payment. There's no July 15 payment on that, which brings it to 100, not 75. So, again, it's not a gigantic thing compared to all the other numbers, but given how close this stuff is, it is, I think, somewhat important.
Okay,
Can I say something there? Is that along that line?
Sure, go ahead, Raul.
No, I think that retirement does not belong in that departmental expense, but rather it should be on the cap expenditures, just like any other adjustment to the income, because that is already that's a liability as a debt retirement kind of expenditure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But regardless, there still needs to be a July payment in there, right?
Yeah,
right.
I just added it.
He's missing one July payment, yes.
Yeah, I just added it.
Okay. Marcus? Marcus, you got to take yourself off mute.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Thanks.
I just wanted to know whether BAI has budgeted repayment of outstanding loans from other stations. Is that going to be budgeted in, and that's something we can expect?
You mean the you're talking about the $30,000 to PFW?
Wow, that's the only run I know of, but
yeah.
Or the $3 million to the national office?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'll put in the $30,000 to the BFW.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is that, cash and capital?
I should probably put it in debt retirement.
No, I think you should just, for now, I think... just like the what you owe the national office, you should put that when you have that wonderful savings from the tower, as well as the possibility of that CPB funding, then maybe we could pay everybody at this point.
Okay. So on the capital expenditure, I do not have a code for that, you know, so that's why I didn't put it there. Furniture, computers, technical equipment, transmitter, antenna. This whole improvement, I do not have. I've remitted to the national office the heat request, but I don't have.
You know what? You and Raul can talk off stream about the best
right,
line
right.
to put that in the budget. The important thing is that it be in there.
Okay.
And that it fit into your cash flow. And again, hopefully, we'll have a transmitter agreement that lets you change that plan very soon so that there's less obnoxious fundraising needs.
Yeah.
That's the end of my stack. Anyone else? Public session questions? We are at time on this. Okay. I'm not hearing anything. I think we should go into executive session, and we'll continue the conversation on WBAI there.
I move to adjourn to executive session.
Why? Thank you very much, R. Paul. Does anyone object to moving to adjourning?
I will keep one last comment.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana?
Adriana, you have an objection?
Yes. I had a question. Please, Marian, I don't have the budget. And I keep asking for the budget, and something happened, and I don't receive a bunch of assessments. I need the WBAI budget. I cannot be in a discussion that they don't have anything to look for. Please, somebody, if you have it, somebody, please send it to me now. Thank you.
Adriana, do you get... emails that are sent to the National Finance Committee listserv?
Yes, I can go on the NFC and the PNB email. All of that is there, and I received a bunch of emails, but the WBAI budget, I don't have it.
Okay. I'm going to resend it to you personally as an attachment and repeat the request to R. Paul. It's great to post it on the Yahoo Groups list, but as a courtesy, I'd appreciate it if you could also attach any documents that you're posting.
Thank you.
Send out an email. I just hit send on that for you, Adriana. Sorry, Bertil, do you want to add one more thing before we close the public session?
Yes, I wanted to add that the goal this year is, as you can see, that we adjusted the expenses on the premium, but the goal is... the new program director is focusing heavily on having producers produce a lot of premiums, even when we're offering books, you know, like but produce DVDs and interviews that goes with those premiums. So in an effort to reduce our premium costs. And, of course, you know, this is just we're speculating here. We'll see how that will work, but that's our goal.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I heard no objection to the motion to adjourn, so I will see you all in executive session in 5 minutes. That'll be 10:30 Eastern. And Bertil, please join us for that. R. Paul can give you the number and the code.
I sent it, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.